Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us on the line is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, an interesting column today in the paper. Rent regs do-over. The Democrats in the New York State Senate eye better deal for tenants if they take the Senate in 16.
Yeah, the last week at the close of session, they extended the rent regulation laws pertaining mostly to New York City for another 4 years. But a lot of Democrats and tenant activists were very disappointed that they couldn't get more tenant protections through because of they blame both Governor Cuomo and the Senate Republicans. Cuomo and Carl Hastie, the Assembly Speaker, said, hey, this was the best deal we could get, you know, because of the Republicans. So now the Senate Minority Leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and Hastie have said, you know, if the Senate Democrats take over and win the elections in 2016 and get control of the chamber, they are definitely seriously considering reopening the laws in 2 years rather than 4 years.
I see that Mayor Bill de Blasio, you have an item here, avoided another embarrassing blow from Albany.
Yeah, very rare when a bill comes to the floor and fails, especially in the state assembly. But that almost happened where a bill to expand the program for bus lane cameras in New York City was heading to defeat. And it was only because of some wrangling by Hastie's people and the bill sponsor, Neely Rozek, at the end that saved it. It was about to be pulled. Had it failed, it would have been a big embarrassment for the mayor.
Speaking of Hastie, the Assembly Speaker, some interesting attendants, or shall we say friends, joining him at a fundraiser to honor his being the first African-American to be Speaker of the New York State Assembly.
Yeah, there's a community group that is holding a fundraiser. They're honoring Hastie down in the city. And on the host committee is no more than Senate Republican leader John Flanagan and the Assembly Republican Minority Leader Brian Cole. The two say they've been longtime friends of the speaker and that even though they disagree on policy, that shouldn't stop them from honoring the historic nature of his ascension.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He writes the Monday column, and you can find out more at nydailynews.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, as always, we appreciate it.
Anytime. Be well.